Blog Talk Radio.
Well, back again tonight. It's 10 o'clock. I'm sorry we're a little late. 2 minutes into the hour, man. 10 o'clock. Welcome to Great Inferno Show. It is Thursday, and we have a lot of things to talk about today, tonight, as I say. First of all, I would like to give it a shout-out to those who have a birthday today, all of my Facebook friends and my face friends and offline friends, actually. Let's get a caller in real quick. Last four, 1730, you're in.
This is G-Unit, homie.
G, homie, you're here again. We have G-Unit in the house. What's going on, dude?
None really. What's popping up in there, man?
Nothing. Just chilling over here in the central Wisconsin. Well, in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
The thing I want to bring up, I don't know if you're so eager to talk about this, and I want to talk about this, and I talked about this. No, it doesn't make sense. But anyway, last night about octuplets. But you know, they're, you know, is actually receiving death threats from those people in California. So apparently, they're upset that they're going to be paying tax for those 14 kids that of hers, and now she's getting, you know, death threat from these people. I don't know where they're coming from. But police said, you know, they said Thursday that they will investigate actually the death threats against the against what's her name, Nadia Solomon. That's what they said. So,
yeah.
What say you? What do you say about this?
I pretty much honestly think that this girl is really crazy. I pretty much found out that she created a website so that people would donate money for her.
Yep. Actually, that you can do. You can do. You can pay with credit card, or cash, or money orders. Actually,
I mean, honestly, this girl, man, talk about desperate needs, you know, and desperate measures. This
right.
I honestly, this girl just really doesn't have a brain. You know, I mean, honestly, and
well, he's making money. He's making money though.
Fellas, if you're listening right now, all I gotta say is this is the kind of women you need to stay away from, is stupid women, okay?
Yeah. No, are you just mad that that you're gonna be paying child support for this?
I tell you what, if I had to pay child support for this, I'd be jumping off a cliff right now.
Oh, you seriously?
I'm serious. 14 kids. Are you kidding me? First of all, I would have stopped at 3. Now,
well,
I don't have kids.
Six before that.
First of all, I don't have kids of my own, but I would stop at 3 because that's as much as I want. If she sat there and said six, I think she'd be out of her mind. I just tell her, say, honey, I think you need to lay down for a nap, you know, and think about it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, she's been getting like $490 a month in food stamps, and she also received a Social Security disability payments for the three kids of hers. Apparently, they're disabled. So that's, you know, a total of right on like over $2,000 a month, and she has an estimated her into what they call the virtual fertilization procedures, and have cost about $100,000. So, I mean, you know, I mean, it's stupid or not, I mean, I think she knows what she's doing. She is manipulating the system, like the other people, like those taxpayers California says. You know, she's manipulating the system. So she knows that, you know, the government's going to help her. People are going to feel bad for her, you know, even the family and all that. But again, that's, you know, she's pretty much set for life. She doesn't have to work. I mean, she's been single. You know, there he goes. You know, might want to ask her out.
Yeah, who really in their great mind is going to want her? Seriously.
Come on.
I've seen her. She is very unattractive. I'm serious.
You seen her on online?
I have seen her do the on the Today Show. She had her very
mm-hmm.
first interview. I was sitting there. I'm like, this is the girl that got knocked up. I'm like, oh my goodness, that is an ugly
yep.
woman.
For some of your callers out there trying to call in, all circuits are busy, so you might as well try it again. I know that I think my line is getting flooded over here. This way, it can't get through. But if you want to try it again, call in 347-884-8125. I just got notified that they can't call in. Sucks. But anyway, let's continue on, eh? So you mean like let's say I don't want to like judge this because you know I mean we don't know. She's a 33-year-old single unemployed mother, and you know she's been receiving public assistance for years, and now she's getting death threats, you know, from people that just want to hurt her because of that. You know, I mean, I don't like what she did, but it's just, you know, I don't want her to die. You know what I mean? She receives like 500 emails. Well, that was last Thursday, as I said, and most of them were like just hate mails. You know, and actually, you know, she's probably going to need a, you know, bodyguard. And that's going to cause, again, a taxpayer to pay for a bodyguard.
No kidding.
Well, think about it. I mean, if the Californians, you know, these Californians got to, you know, be paying for this, for the, for the octuplets. I mean, it would cost them a lot of money to, for those eight kids to stay in the hospital. I think it's going to be a little over $1 million. So who's gonna pay for that? Do you think what's her name? What's his Arnold Schwarzenegger would, you know? I mean, I think he would not comment about that because he wants to play politics on it. He wants to like just stay in the middle. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So politics. So
either that, or he'll sit there and say this is more destruction than the Terminator movie. Yeah.
Yeah, man, get out. But I'm gonna have him on in a little bit here, so we can have him my fake Arnold Schwarzenegger. All right, hold on a second here, guys. There we go. Go on, you're in. Go ahead.
Hi, I just had a comment on that about $1 million to take care of those eight babies.
Right.
For the taxpayers' information, I don't really think that's a lot of money because I know of somebody like probably 11 years ago, their baby was born preterm, and for one baby, it was over $1 million. So here you have eight babies preterm for about $1 million.
Really?
$1 million might be a lot, but I don't think so compared to that, because that one baby that I know of that was personally, like, we actually knew the people that had the baby, and they said it was $1 million to keep the baby in the hospital, and that was one baby, so, you know, maybe the taxpayers need to be thankful it's not $8 million or so, you know, so that's just my comment on that.
Okay. So it's not bad after all, huh?
Right.
I have Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger on the other line. hello, who's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger? Are you there?
Good morning.
No, it's actually it's 10 o'clock at night. So it's good evening.
Hi.
How are you? So what do you think about this, the octuplets? Well, what do you think? What say you?
What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything. You know, we'll just mute him for a little bit because it's not making any sense. So we'll go on with that. G-Unit, let's move on real quick. Hold on a second.
All right.
Okay. Now we are going from, what is this? From Californian to Miley Cyrus Montanians. All right. Apparently, a Los Angeles woman has filed a class action suit against Miley Cyrus. You know, Hannah Montana, she's your idol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. G&F, you know.
Yeah.
Claiming.
Well, aware of her music.
Right. Claiming she mocked Asians in a recent photo by slanting her eyes. I'm looking at the picture right now, and actually she wants like $4 billion. $4 billion from Miley Cyrus. Does she have that kind of money? But the lady's name is Lucy J. Kim. She claims to represent more than a million Asian Pacific Islanders who lived in L.A. County. Kim claims when Cyrus posed for the photo, she knew or should have known that her image would be publicly, disseminated via the media. I can't even pronounce that word. But anyway, which Cyrus knew focused on her private life. Now, you can see it in the pictures. If you look at it, if you go to TMZ.com, you know, there's a... I think there's an Asian there. No, wait a minute. That's an Asian there. And she wants that. She said that, $4,000 per Asians in L.A. County, so that's $4 billion. It's just really good in math. But Kim says Miley's just a kid defense doesn't fly. She said he's like Paris Hilton claiming to be just a kid. Oh, wow. She's comparing her to Paris Hilton? That's just wrong. No, Miley's people could not be immediately be reached for comment because apparently they're busy playing Wii and having rice noodles at the same time. Anyway, but Miley wants Chinese people to know, Asian people to know that this, you know, ain't no beef. She still loved him a long time. So, G-Unit, do you think she has a case for the music? Do you even think Miley Cyrus would have that kind of money? $4 billion? What is that? What is that, a bailout?
I honestly think that she's got that much, probably maybe close to that much money, because, you know, the success of Hannah Montana series with Disney. But honestly, there's no case to this, seriously. I mean, it self shows that there was a Chinese person or Japanese person, Korean, whatever it was, he was in that picture with them. How could they be discriminating? Seriously.
Exactly. and again, those people, probably she just want to try to get something out of that. You know, I mean, I'm Asian. I'm a Pacific Islander. You know, I was like, I'm not, I mean, not really, but, yeah. So, Don, what do you, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say really quick, this woman wants $4 billion because I guess from what I understand is that she wants to give out $4,000 to each Asian person that's living in California, which is about a million, according to
right.
her.
According to her, yeah, there's about $1 million. But maybe more than that. Come on, you know, I mean,
yeah.
I would like to, you know, I mean, if she's going to do that, why don't you just, you know, maybe it could involve, like, you know, the Asians in Wisconsin. So, they'll, you know, I'll get something out of that.
I don't know. I think she's stupid. So
I don't think I don't think I'm qualified. I think the people I'm like, there's a girl from work, you know, she says I'm, you know, she thought I was Mongolian, and she calls it Magnolian. So that's all kind of stupid thing. But anyway, Dawn, what do you take on this?
Yeah, I said right about the Asians. No, I don't really, I mean, I get your point about, like, Asians not just in California, but all over, you know, and, like, but really I think that Miley Cyrus should just stand up for herself, you know, and say, I'm not going to give you money, you know. Why do I need to give you money? Because you're greedy and you want money just because? You know, I mean, that's, like, really disgusting and greedy how they're going after her. I mean, she could look the way she wants. I mean, like, if I slanted my eyes for a picture and somebody's like, I want $4 million or $4 billion, well, I would be pretty upset. Like, I mean, I would be upset and be like, who do you think they are? You know,
mm-hmm.
And even if you do have a lot of money, why do you have to give them money to try to please them? I mean, like, maybe she just was like, maybe sun was in her eyes or something, you know?
I don't think, if you'd have seen the pictures, there's like a group of people that try and, you know, making their eyes slanted, or you know, acting like you know they're Chinese or they're Asians. And,
well, maybe her agent told her to do that. You know, maybe like if you look Chinese, maybe you'll have like audience in China or something. You know, maybe her agent told her to do that. If that's the case, well, she's just doing what you know he suggested. You know.
Right. Well, this is the same thing. You remember that thing in Olympics when the Spanish basketball team, you know, they have taken pictures, and they started doing that same thing. They started, you know, putting their eyes, you know, and slanting their eyes, and that created an uproar from Chinese community. You know, I guess they don't want that. Actually, it's offended. It's offensive. You know, again, you know, it's all like, yeah, there's got to be something, you know, she should apologize, which I think she did, you know, and that apology should be accepted. Don't put a price tag on him.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
If you don't like it, don't buy her music, you know?
Right. I think that's what they're trying to do, but she's trying to that's what they're gonna. She didn't say. See, the lady did not say that, but I believe that she's going for that. So she's gonna try to boycott that. She's gonna trying to, you know, as many people on her side trying to, let's boycott, you know, Paris Hilton. What's her face? Miley Cyrus and all that. So real quick, G Unit. Would this really damage her career?
Honestly, the thing. After Hannah Montana, I think her career is already damaged. That's in my opinion. I don't think Miley Cyrus is all that in a bag of chips. But however, you know, in all honest opinion, this woman's made a lot of dollars because of Disney. And these people want to take it away from her. Honestly, I think she kind of deserves it, you know, because, you know, she's a good singer. She's got a great background and all that stuff. But don't take what she earned from her. I mean, yeah, she is a spoiled brat, but come on, don't do that to her. That's just wrong.
Right.
And she didn't do any harm to anybody, seriously.
Right. I mean, Dawn, I got a final question on this. Do you think she's going to turn up like, you know, Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera and all that just as a trash or, where, like, you know, like just a bad image thing? Do you think she's going to turn up like them?
Well, I think that this could be, like, the start of it, you know. I mean, like, if she doesn't have, like, her firm foundation in Jesus Christ, you know, because from my understanding, she's Christian. And, if she doesn't cling to the Lord during this time, you know, she's probably going to get, like, tempted to be desperate for, you know, listeners. And, like, I don't know, perhaps the same thing, maybe a different scenario, but the same thing maybe happened to Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera, where they, you know, were doing well, and then somebody went after them to try to damn, and then they were just, like, dressed the way, you know, their agent or whatever told them to dress, and pretty soon, like, they were good image turned into bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope that she clings to the Lord Jesus Christ and doesn't fall into the trap that maybe, you know, help, may God bless her with wisdom, you know, to see what the enemy has, you know, trying to do to her, like trying to ruin her career, you know. So I just hope that she sees what God has planned for her so that she can do good with her money, you know, and to just trust God that he'll take care of her no matter what this lady's trying to do,
Yeah. Interesting. Now, let's move on from Miley Cyrus to the activist people. You know, they like to, you know, just activists, it's just like, they like to be heard, you know. The Pearlian Students Activist Group at Boulder, Colorado, in high school there, has started a campaign to honor President Obama by renaming the school, for the nation's 44th and first American president. The group, you know, student worker, they want to change the name to Barack Obama High School because of Barack Obama's progressive spirit, and some students are opposed to the request. Of course, I mean, some students says the school has been here forever. Why change it now? And some others, you know, students says that Obama doesn't have any apparent connection with Colorado. And they just want to do that. Now, let me go with you, G-Unit, real quick. You know, I mean, Obama does not have any connections over in Boulder, Colorado, or anything like that. It's not like Chicago,
right.
You know, where she was born, where he was raised, or, you know what I mean. But
right.
But some kids out there, they want to take the first step. The school to be the first known to be a Barack Obama high school. What's your take on this?
It's, in all honesty, and I just came up with this idea, honestly, wherever Barack Obama graduated from,
mm-hmm.
I think they should take his name and rename the high school. Not in Colorado.
Okay. Not in Colorado, yes, exactly. Now, do you think that, right, some of these activists and some of these people at, like, school and all that, do you think they kind of overreacted on that? Because, you know, I mean, Barack Obama, you know, he put himself into, like, you know, a pedestal right now where, like, you know, he's, like, worshipped by media. I mean, apparently, technically he hasn't done anything yet, you know.
Well, I think the school's trying to get some publicity, you know, and apparently, you know, they're just stirring up a little bit of controversy. But like I said, honestly, I think whatever school in Chicago that Barack Obama graduated from, that school should have his name renamed and the high school.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep. Right, Don. Let's what's your take on this? Do you think that's, you know, just because of Barack Obama's, you know, kind of a hot in the market right now, and they just want to capitalize on that, you know, get their foot in there right away?
Capitalize, maybe. I mean, like, you know, maybe people will move to that town so their kids can go to that school. Yeah, I don't know, like, around our area, you don't have to live in a town for your kids to go to school. You know, if you live half an hour away, you want your kids to go to the school. I don't know in that town if that's the same way, or you have to actually live in the town for your kids to go to school, but that could be publicity.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought only, like, schools are named after dead presidents. That's what I thought. I remember in the town I grew up in, there was, like, very, like, a controversy over naming a school Thomas Jefferson, you know. There was,
right.
like, controversy. People were, like, against it, you know, so I don't know.
Right.
What was your comment?
No, there's actually an elementary school that's near, you know, it's, like, close to, like, New York City, right on there. There was a renamed for Obama. That was nearly 2 months before his inauguration. So there's an elementary school that's already Obama school. Yeah, or Barack Obama elementary school or whatever, whatnot.
Sorry. The baby is, like, reaching to the light switch, and I was trying to get his attention. Go ahead. But,
right.
Wow, that's
so
interesting. I didn't know that was happening.
Right. So, that school in Boulder, Colorado is originally named after Charles Lindium, a local physician who serves on the school board for about 40 years. The school over there at the New York City that I'm talking about, not Boulder, Colorado, I'm sorry, and renamed Barack Obama Elementary School. Now, they're saying that, you know, the school principal is saying that there's 466 students that are black or Hispanic. Obama's election was a big source of pride, and it's, you know, that a lot of people look up to him. That's what they is getting at. Now, do you think, go back to G-Unit real quick, do you think, like a resort or some sort like that would capitalize on that as getting his name, like, let's say, Barack Obama Golf Resort?
Oh, my God.
Or like a water, yeah, like water slide. You know, Barack Obama Water Resort here in Adele.
Yeah, no kidding. I know his name is probably the most important name for our generation.
Right.
But I think these people just need to, like, not get overboard about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know schools that have Martin Luther King schools. You know, that have the
right.
name of Martin Luther King on their school, which is fine and dandy, you know. I mean,
right.
I'm not sure not if my hometown of Rockford, Illinois, they have one of that. I'm not sure, but I do recall hearing it. And I don't know. Well, I mean, what are they going to do? Seriously, with Barack Obama's name, what are they going to do? They're going to make a restaurant of Barack Obama? Seriously, I mean, it's just stupid. And
yeah.
sit there and have here, have the Obama big meal or something like that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Obama meal.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I believe that it's out there. I mean, you know, you just got to find it. I believe that's got to be, you know, there's like maybe there's just a street already named after him, you know?
I mean, seriously, if they didn't make a restaurant about it, what they're going to sit there and say, try our Obama hamburger. When you're done eating it, you're going to say, Obama, this is the bomb, or come on, like, seriously.
All right. Well, we'll move on. That's just dumb. There was a gathering of, you know, fan from, you're a fan of the American Kennel Club, you know, the breeding club for the dogs and all that, you know, there was actually a gathering in there over there, that was on the Madison Square Garden, and that's called the When's Mr. Kennel Club Dog, but PETA, P-E-T-A, they actually, protested outside, dressed up as a Ku Klux Klan. See, what they're doing is comparing. They have the sign, and it says the comparing the AKC to a KKK or Ku Klux Klan because of their master race agenda. You know, because they breed dogs and stuff. I don't know what they do there, but. I don't know. That reading that in the news, do you think PETA's overreacted over this G-Unit? Protesting like that, you know, they want to be heard. They want to be heard, and, you know, do you think they're overreacting?
Honestly, the whole getting involved with the Ku Klux Klan, whatever it is with the KKK, I'm against everything that they say. I think, honestly, they should just let it be, because no matter what, if they went against the Ku Klux Klan, you know, the Ku Klux Klan would do something about it. So,
right.
Even though they're a stupid organization, you know, still.
Right. I think what they're trying to portray with the, you know, with the PETA is to, like, you know how, you've seen this in the news, you know how, like, people sometimes compare President Bush to, like, you know, Hitler, you know, with people, like, dressed up as Hitler and mock, you know, they just mock the presidents. You know, you've seen that. Well, I think that the PETA is trying to portray that is comparing this, you know, the AKC to KKK, because the KKK is all about, like, one nation, one race. And what the AKC is trying to do is actually to breed a single, you know, dog, the whole breed, you know, a full-blooded breed. That's what they're trying to do. Yeah. To me, it's an overreaction. It's overreacting. They're overreacting on that. So I think I'm against that.
Honestly, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You know, having just one breed. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's dumb. I mean, what's the next thing they're going to sit there and say? Now we have to have one color of the dog? I mean, get real.
Yeah, And
by the way, whenever you were talking about President Bush, I just wanted to sit there and say real quick, I like to compare President Bush to an inbreeded hillbilly.
All right. he's not a president anymore.
That's okay.
Right. So what you take on this, Don?
Hello. What you think? I'm here. So what you're saying is that they are trying to compare, like, the dog breeding people to the KKK? So they were protesting
them? Well,
yeah.
Right. That's what they're trying to portray. They're trying to, compare them. Comparison between them.
Yeah.
I don't
think so. I mean, like, I don't think
correct.
It's the same. They don't go burning, like, crosses or anything like that at the dog, you know, stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they, you know, the breeding is, it's been a breeding is, like, a been done for a long time, you know, and so.
Right, they've been doing that for the show, for the dog show. You know?
Yeah, I don't think that
just,
they have, like,
just like,
they
just like horses, like,
time.
Right, just like racehorses, you know, they have to breed them according to their kind. Go ahead. Otherwise, they'll be. Hello.
I'm here. I was just gonna say, what's the PETA's job, to waste money or what?
Well, they overlooking. I don't know what they're. I don't know what's their job. Actually,
okay.
The when it comes to controversy, they are like really top of that. Remember that they did a an ad or the commercial on that where you know they get the celebrity involved. You know that were. What is that? Alicia Silverstone was, she was like nude or something like that. And she would not wear fur or something like that. I don't know, some stupid crap. But, you know, I want to talk about something else, shall we? Because this is like,
yes.
I don't know. Let's talk about really stupid stuff. Like Alex Rodriguez, okay? Baseball star Alex Rodriguez, who, well, he admitted this week that he used steroids. And then the commissioner of the major MLB, or Major League Baseball, said that this is a shame. He shamed the game. That's what he said. His name is Bud Selig, you know, the commissioner. He said what Alex did was wrong, and he will have to live with the damage that he has done to his name and reputation. And people know him as A-Rod, or we call it now A-Roid. And hailed by many as the best player in the major leagues today, but no more, because he admitted Monday that he used a banned substance, which is what, steroids? That's during a 2001-2003 seasons. Well, amazingly, Rodriguez admitted to using for a 3-3-year period. You know, he just didn't say like other people, like, oh, just use it once. So you know, because most people will claim that. So you have to give credit to A-Rod for being honest. You know, A-Rod claims to have not taken anything illegal since then, and has been playing for Yankees, and his steroid use occurred when he was on Texas Rangers. Well, I think that's interesting to point out is that his numbers have not suffered since, you know, according to him, since he has been clean. Among the things Rodriguez used as a reason for his transgressions were the pressure to perform up to the lofty standard of his gangrene contract. You know, so he's like, he's forced, or he felt like his pressure to use that because of his contract and the culture of the league of the time. Now, let me go to you with Junior real quick. Is this, you know, sympathize? Would you sympathize with A-Rod for saying that, for being, you know, telling the truth and saying, hey, I used that throughout that 2001-2003 seasons, you know? That's like two years. Man, that's a long time.
No, I don't sympathize with him whatsoever, because the fact of the matter that I know that the MLB committee is not going to do anything about it, but yet when Mark McGwire sits there and does something wrong, you know, he used steroids, but yet he broke a home run record, then they're not going to let him in the Hall of Fame. Are you kidding me? And I'm thinking I know the reason why, you know, Madonna probably didn't want anything to do with Alex A-Rod, you know, because – probably because using too much of that steroid, you know, a little bit of shortage.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a factor on that. And also, there's a talk. There's a talk that I don't think they're going to put him in a hole, you know, just like what they're going to do with, you know, with McGwire, you know, what's his name, Jose Canseco, you know them. They're going to be all lined up to that. I mean, to be honest with you, I think MLB and all that, Major League Baseball and all them, they all know that. I mean, I think they have somewhat, you know, aware of what's going on. And back then, it wasn't even, you know, so-called illegal, you know. There's talks about Congress banning that because of people dying from or getting side effects, major side effects from that. But again, it's enhanced, you know, it's enhanced performance drugs. So that's, you know, and he's not being honest to, and the fans will still embrace him because of what he's done. You know, I mean, a lot of people still embrace Jose Canseco and what's his name, Jerry McGuire. Well, what's his name? Mark McGuire. Is that Mike McGuire? I don't know. I'm losing my mind. Now, Don, let me go back to you. I know that you used this back in high school. You've used something like that back in high school. That's why you had a really good hitting record. Do you think they should ban him for good? I mean,
what? I was just I was just going to joke with you and say, how do you know I had a good hitting record? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
What's my take on that? Well,
what's your take on that? Do you think they should ban him for good? Or what? I know that. What do you think?
If it happened a long time ago, no. Like, and he, and, you know, if they recently tested him and he hasn't had anything in his system, you know, I think that they shouldn't really do anything to him. Just, you know, acknowledge that it's wrong and then, you know, point out how long ago it was, you know, and try to move forward.
Interesting. But the thing is, all, well, my take on that is, you know, back in the 2001, 2003, they all, like, I remember that, like, the panel or something like that in Major League Baseball, they took an oath, you know, that they didn't take anything, any, you know, drugs or any sports or enhancement drug. I think he lied, and he should be punished. I mean, he should be punished somewhat. I mean, not to get kicked out of the league, but, you know, to get some kind of punishment that he needs to be served. It's just a lesson to the kids out there that are looking up to him, you know?
Yeah, if he took an oath, then yeah.
That's the thing, that what he did was wrong, and, you know, lying is not good. So
right.
I think, yeah. What do you say, G-Unit?
I think you're absolutely right about that, you know? And honestly, whatever, this is my opinion, if I was in the Major League Baseball committee, if whatever awards he won during that time that he was wearing using the steroids.
You think they should strip him?
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm sorry, but, you know, when you use enhancement steroids, that's cheating.
Right.
So.
And also,
why
well, exactly. Why does a cheater have to be, you know, praised? And, yeah, I think they should be, yeah, that's fair enough. To me, I think he should be stripped with whatever, you know, records or stuff like that he broken, you know, that should be taken out of him. But anyway, let's move on from getting from steroids to booze. Actually, the booze serving parents, actually. Well, there's a 16-year-old boy from Powder Spring, Georgia, crashed his car into the oncoming vehicle. This guy's name, the kid's name was Garrett Reed, a star football player at Harrison High School. Well, actually, he died instantly after that accident. And police believe that he had been drinking. And get this, according to the police, the investigation revealed that a classmate's mother served alcohol to Reed. And police charged 43-year-old, what's her name, Kiesa Evangelia Whitfield, with furnishing alcohol to a minor and reckless conduct. And, man, surprisingly, both misdemeanors. According to the Alcohol Policy Information System, a federal website that tracks alcohol laws, well, at least 10 states, that including Virginia, Minnesota, and New Mexico and Georgia where the Garrett accident occurred, they actually allow parents to give their own child alcohol. Now, the alcohol can typically be given to the minor in the guardian's home or a private. Who's that talking at? A little boy? Or a private setting, and there are no age limits. So you can be like, you mean I can give alcohol to my 10-year-old, 9-year-old kid? I mean, that's stupid. That's according to the National Conference of State and Legislature. Now, however, nowhere is it legal to give alcohol to other people's children. So if you have kids, let's say you're having like a birthday party, a 15-year-old quinceañeras or whatever you're doing, you can give alcohol to your kid, but not other kids. So a 2005 study conducted by the American Medical Association reported that about one-third of teens said it was easy to obtain alcohol from their parents. That figure jumps to 40% when it comes to getting alcohol for a friend's parents. That was 40%. One out of 14 said they had attended a party where minors were drinking in front of parents. That's just wrong. Some communities are using their zoning powers to create local social hosting laws. That's good. These laws usually result in misdemeanor charges and jail time. Jail time is rare. Prosecutors' offices are often busy with other cases and don't bother to charge unless there is serious incident or accident, like this scenario over here that the 16-year-old boy got in a car accident and died. Okay? Now, is it the legal system, is it, are they being too light? I mean, do you think the parents giving kids to, you know, little kids, I mean, to their kids, you know, if they get caught, you know, they do stupid stuff. I mean, they should get punished, right? G-Unit?
Oh,
I mean, not misdemeanors?
Oh, yeah, they should be punished, you know, and not only that, but the parents and kids should both be punished, you know. And, I mean, honestly, I kind of agree, you know, giving the kids alcohol and all that stuff, because, I mean, I had my friends in high school, you know, their parents would give us alcohol, but as we didn't go out driving or anything like that. I mean, we just
stay home? Yeah, stay there?
Well, yeah, because none of us didn't have a driver's license or either that. Either that, my friends were on parole. So, in all honesty, you know, that's what happened. But we stayed home, or either that, we kind of walked around the town drunk, but at least we didn't do anything stupid, you know? I mean, yeah, we kind of raised hell, but whatever.
Right. So, Don, what do you think the punishment should be? Do you think that's a, you know, felony for the parents that, he's proven guilty. I mean, that's what I'm reading here. You know, she's guilty of giving those alcohol to the kids. Now she's getting, like, well, that's just a minor reckless conduct, and they are both misdemeanors. And then she's probably going to end up paying a month of dollars and maybe, you know, some, like, community service. Do you think they should do more? And what kind of...
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
I had something saying something to me. So, okay. So in Georgia it happened?
State of Georgia.
And in the state of Georgia, it is illegal to give a minor that is not your child alcohol. Is that correct?
That is correct. As long as it is not illegal to give to your kid, as long as in your home. But it's illegal. There's no law that is legal, so it's illegal to give to other people's kids.
It is legal?
Yeah, there is no... All right.
So what you're saying, you know, legal and illegal kind of sounds alike. So
right.
I just want to, you know, you want to give me my opinion. I just want to be clear.
Okay, let's...
In the state all right,
let's
Georgia.
See. All right, you have a daughter, right, Frances? All right, she invited some of her kids, you know, for, like, slumber party, and you're like, hey, why don't we have punch with alcohol in it? Now, you can give that. You can give some to Frances, but you cannot give that to other kids.
Yeah, that's kind of like up here how it is, like in Wisconsin. Yeah.
Well,
so,
it doesn't say about Wisconsin, but... Right, what's
okay,
your take on that real quick? Gonna move on.
Yeah,
what's
I
your take on that?
I think that, well, if it's not her kid, she should be punished, jail time or something, or prison, you know, like, because
mm-hmm.
that was kind of like involuntary manslaughter, you know. I mean, people are punished nowadays for involuntary. I mean, like, she didn't mean to kill him, but she, you know, did give him the alcohol. So if she did give him the alcohol, whereas if they sneaked it, that's a different story. If they sneaked it, I think the court should have mercy on her. But if she gave it and she admits that she gave it to him, you know, then I think that, you know, it depends. Maybe she, like, if she gave him a sip, that's different than if she gave him, like, you know, a lot.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like
right.
a sip, like, okay,
like a sip
I guess
of vodka.
You can just take a sip. No, like a sip of beer, you know, like a sip of beer.
Right.
You know, maybe it's not so, like, you know. But like, you know, if she's, like, kind of, like, hesitant, like, I guess you could have a sip, you know, like,
right.
just touch it to your lips kind of thing, versus if she's, like, yeah, you can have some beer, or you can have some whatever.
Right. I don't think this kid who died, you know, his soul, rest in peace. But, anyway, I don't think he just had a sip. And according to the cops or record, that says he had been drinking to, you know, to over the limit. You know, that's what do you think they should lower the drinking age?
No, absolutely not.
To, like, let's say 12?
No. Oh, my God, no.
12 years old, you know, hanging out in a bar.
No.
Yeah. I agree with you on that one. All right, let's move on from that to, you know, from that sad story to another sad story. This is in Central Michigan. Central Michigan's women's basketball coach are being sued by a former player. This girl's name is Brooke Heike. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Who claims her heterosexuality was a factor in losing a scholarship after two seasons. Ms. Heike said that she fell out of favor with the coach by the name of Sue Guevara immediately after Guevara was hired in 2007. So Heike said Guevara told her that she wore too much makeup and was not the coach type. It means that she doesn't play for the same team, if you know what I mean. The former Romy High School star lost his scholarship after the 2007 and 2008 season. Now, the coach Guevara told an appeal committee last June, she, quote, "I didn't feel like she did anything to improve herself after being told over and over that what she needed to do." What does that mean? So Heike's lawsuit claims that appeals panel simply rubber-stamped defendants Guevara's bad faith decision to deprive plaintiffs of her scholarship and dismiss her from the team. Now, she got kicked out for, apparently, according to that, to her, she's not, you know what I mean? She's not lesbian enough. That's what I'm getting at from here. So, G-Unit, what do you think? You know, you can't make it to a women's basketball if you're not a lesbian? Is that the case here?
I think some of those girls are lesbians in the women's basketball league, you know, which is all fine and dandy, you know, as long as they come over to my house. But still,
after party, I mean after a game, yeah. So go ahead.
So we could play a little bit of slam dunk contest if you catch my drift. But in all honesty, I don't think they should be discriminating against, you know, what kind of gender you like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not. I don't think it's a gender. This is. Well, here's what's your take on this, Don? Do you think that she's gonna win this?
Is she suing them?
Yeah, she's suing them. She's suing the coach.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, like, if she. Yeah, I think she should, you know, be able to get at least a scholarship, you know, whenever she lost in the meantime, you know, if she had to get a job, you know, is kind of behind, and, you know, I think they should compensate her at least, like, whatever she would have made playing basketball, the scholarship, you know, and a year worth of, like, you know, say she's going to be a doctor or something like that, you know, that she's going to school for, you know, that she's going to graduate possibly a year later, so perhaps like give her 1 year salary for that job, you know what I mean? Because she's going to miss out that year that she was, you know, didn't have the scholarship going. However, if she stayed in school, then they should, you know, pay off her grant or her financial aid, including interest, you know. I don't think that there should be like a $1 million lawsuit unless she was making $1 million with playing basketball for the college, you know?
Let's take another call over here, 2784. Go ahead. What's your take on this?
I just called in. I just got home. It's Chris.
Oh, Chris Gomez. Yeah, we're talking about the apparently this a girl got kicked out of the women's basketball because she's not a lesbian. That's sum it all up.
She's not a lesbian?
You're right. She's suing the coach for kicking her out or for, you know, kicking her out of the team. So you think she's going to win?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't play for the other team? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I think she'd win. So.
Do you think she'll win that? I think so, too. I mean, it looks like she has a good... You know, a good case. I mean, it's according to the things I read here, and it, you know, you can't just kick people out of the team because they wear makeup. I mean, unless you're G-Unit in the basketball team. That's a joke, by the way. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, I know. I'm laughing.
Anyway, let's. We're going for a landing here. We got to talk about our buddy Michael Phelps. okay? The swimming, you know, the U.S. Olympic swimming thing, Olympic superstar actually got suspended for competition, actually, for 3 months. Just 3 months. The national body took the action after the British newspaper published a photograph that seemed to show a 14-time gold medal winner using a marijuana, an illegal drug, no duh, at the college party last fall. That was just the last fall. Phelps admitted that his behavior was regrettable and that he had used bad judgment. USA Swimming said it was punishing Phelps because it wanted to send a message to Michael, and especially because he is a role model and a hero to hundreds of thousands of kids. So should all kids who looked up to Phelps and were so excited were when he won a record 8 gold medals in 2008 Summer Olympics take down poster of him in their bedroom walls? Do you think they should take it down, those posters on their wall, G-Unit?
Oh, no. Come on now. I mean, I'm pretty sure he didn't do it before the Olympics and all that stuff, but, you know,
right.
the boy is celebrating. And, by the way, I happen to notice, Ro, that your voice is getting, like, really slow, man.
Hugging
out and tripping.
Okay, let's move on. Let's go with you, Chris Gomez. So what do you think? What do you think is that kids or the media or the people that look up to him should, like, act? I mean,
I think people need to know he's human. I mean, he does stuff sometimes. You know, it's not going to be perfect
right.
all the time.
I agree with you now. Because lots of famous people are admitting smoking pot. You know, Obama, Bush, Clinton, me, you know. So, what do you think he should do? Do you think he should apologize? I mean, I think he did, but do you think he should apologize more? Or do you think he should be stripped of all those medals?
Who's the question?
Huh?
Who's the question to?
That's Chris Gomez, I'm sorry. Go ahead. That was a question for you. Do you think he should be stripped?
No, I don't think so. I think maybe I don't think you should have to apologize, really, because, I mean, come on. But, I mean, if it has to be like that, then yeah.
I'm sorry. Don, real quick, do you think, is he really getting setting a bad example to the kids out there?
Well, what I think is that British newspaper is setting a bad example, because if they really think it's a bad example, why did they publish it?
Exactly.
Second of all, should he be stripped of that? Well, let me ask you a question. I'm not trying to make jokes about Obama, but didn't he admit to smoking crack? Well, if he is
not
he's
crack.
A role model, marijuana,
not crack. I don't think he'd be, although he acts like it. But,
so,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
like,
that raises a question, though, yeah.
You know, if he does, like, should he be stripped of presidency? You know, I mean, it's the same. It's kind of like the same. I mean, role model. I mean, there's no
right.
Like, you know.
Yeah,
I agree.
I agree with the G Unit and that he's or whoever said that. He's human. You know, I mean, he's got to make. He's going to make a mistake. No, G Unit, like, go back on that. Do you think? I know that you know, this is a Michael Phelps. You know, he's got to know better than that. You know what I mean? Who do you think rat him out? I mean, with this. Take a picture of him taking a huge hit on the bong. Who do you think ratted him out? Do you think it's friends or just maybe other people?
I think, honestly, because they sit there and say that Michael Phelps has been partying a lot, you know, and doing all that stuff. Pretty
right.
much, I think what happened was is that I think he was at the wrong place at the wrong time.
That's right.
Probably
again,
wrong.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a public figure. I think, you know, for me, though, he should, like... This is going to be a lesson for him. That's what I think, you know. Again, it's going to be, you know, he's on a tabloid, so it's good for his, you know. But he's going to get, you know, I think Kellogg's and all that and sponsoring him, I think, you know, there's a talk that they are going to pull their sponsorship and stuff like that. I mean, it's going to punish him in some way, you know. Let me go to you, Chris Gomez. Do you think other – wow. Do you think other companies should, like, step in and sponsor him?
Should step in and sponsor him?
And sponsor, because Kellogg's and all that, they're pulling the sponsorship, you know, because that's how he makes money, through his sponsorship.
I think they should. I think
I can't say that. They should
because
what? Like,
sponsor him because You know, I don't think he deserves to get all this stuff.
Like, I got a good idea. How about Twinkies?
Right,
they should sponsor him. Or I got one more. Ramen noodles.
Munchies.
Yeah, there you go. Doritos and munchies. Yeah. That's a good one. So do you think, what kind of company should sponsor him, G-Unit?
Well, like you guys said, and I kind of suggested, you know, Munchies, the chips brand should definitely sponsor him, you know.
Why are you talking so slow?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, man. I had a little wakey bake before I went on the show.
What is that noise in the background? Is that like Doritos? Yeah, you're crunching on Doritos now?
Either that or, you know, Betty Crocker could sponsor him, you know, for all them brownies, you know, for candy and whatnot.
That's right. So what do you, I know that G-Unit, real quick, I know that tomorrow is, what, your last day from your job, and you're moving on to a different thing, huh? So you want to give out a shout-out to your all the girls that you loved before?
I'm pretty much going to sit there and say this in a very short sentence. Tomorrow's my last day at the Wilderness, and then I'm heading off to Milwaukee to be assistant producer for Connie and Fish for 97.3 The Brew in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and still Z104. And I still will be on the air at Z104, you know, 2 to 6 in the morning, Saturday nights into Sunday mornings. And I just want to say to all the ladies, I am going to miss you, you know, but I'll try to be back up here in the Dells, you know, and, you know, you got to come holler at you, boy. That's all I got to say.
That's right. I guarantee you, Portia, and I'm going to miss you.
Oh, I know. I'm going to miss Portia and Sarah so much. I'm going to miss them like the zit on my back.
That's right. We have 90 seconds. Go ahead, Chris Gomez. What's new with you, man?
Nothing at all. Going away on Wednesday for a little bit. So
okay, you're going away. Someone's gonna throw a going away party for you, or what?
Hope so. I know this weekend I'm throwing myself every weekend or every day this weekend a going away party. So
that's right. Okay, Dawn, real quick, what's new with you? I got a new kid.
Yes.
Do you have a new kid?
Do I have a new kid?
I got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
What do you want me to comment on?
I don't know. What do you want to comment?
Right. You know, if you have some dreams that you need money to accomplish, check out our website, shopinsuperhighway.com, and look at the business opportunity or click on the contact us to fill out that information, and we may be able to help you and work with you to achieve your dreams. And and thank you for your time.
All right. That's it for now, man. Tomorrow, you know, you can plug in with me tomorrow. I'm going to be interviewing Clint Hutchins. More at 11 a.m. That's Eastern Standard. No, that's not Standard. What is that? Central. What the heck? And Monday, we are going to be interviewing a nutritionist at 7 o'clock on Monday. So tune in. Peace out.